Hi, I'm Kate Large. Welcome to the Create Your Heaven on Earth program. I'm so glad you're here. The information you're about to receive is amazingly powerful, and it will change your life. This program teaches you how to shift out of worry, helplessness, powerlessness, all forms of fear, and heal all your life experiences that are less than love. Today, you'll learn a powerful tool that you can use anytime for anything. You'll step into your power, setting the wheels in motion to shift your reality to create your heaven on earth. We'll begin with our beliefs. Have you ever dreamed of something you wanted to be, do, or have, and your brain stopped you in your tracks because you heard it say, "I can't do that"? Or maybe you shared your dream with someone else, and they told you, "You can't do that," and there was this silence pause, and you know what they were thinking, "Who do you think you are anyway?" So you began to question yourself, or you gave up on your dreams altogether. I've had this happen to me. For years, I believed those words. I bought into the physical world teachings that I'm limited in what I can be, do, and have. And then I've also proved those words wrong. The reality is that in every moment of our existence, we're in control of creating our lives. There are no exceptions. Life doesn't happen to us. We create our lives. So when we buy into limiting beliefs, we choose to limit ourselves, even though we're capable of being limitless. That's what we do as humans. We become experts at creating things that we don't want. I'm an expert in creating things in my life that I really don't want. I've been laid off. I've even been fired. Looking back, I can see that I created the situations through my own energy in some form of fear. But I'm also an expert at setting aside the physical world teachings of being limited in what I can create as my reality. I've let go of teachings of limitation, and now I believe from my heart that I'm limitless. I'm limitless in my ability to create as my reality everything that I dream of, and I am creating my dreams from love source. And you have this ability of creation too. First, I'm going to share with you how the dreams of our hearts are created through love source energy. Years ago, when I began working with my angels through written messages, I would ask them, "What's my purpose?" And their answer would always be, "To love." And when I would do angel readings for others, I'd get the same answer. Everyone's mission is to love. When they would tell me this, I'd feel that resonance within me, so I knew from deep within my being that this really was the answer. But my human brain would say, "And just what the heck does that mean?" What is a purpose of love, and how does a purpose of love serve me? My human brain kept taking me to the knowledge of physical world love, and this made no logical sense, so I was stumped from a human thinking aspect. But my spiritual self felt the truth of the answer and made a direct correlation to the energy of God and those of the angelic realm. But the question remained, how did that fit into living as a human being on Mother Earth now? So I asked my angels, just what does it mean that our life purpose, our mission, is to love? With this question, I began to feel a knowing within me of a shift in consciousness like the world has never seen. I began to write about this shift of energy to Christ consciousness in the Soul Kisses newsletter. And the more I wrote about it, the more information and understanding of this process was revealed. In time, I was given the powerful, magical healing circle of love technique to heal a life situation. It was easy, and it worked magically, so I started using it for everything, and I mean everything. Now I'll show you why it works. Each one of us is a spiritual being of love and light, experiencing a lower density human existence on Mother Earth. For thousands of years, man has controlled each other through fear, teaching separation from God, limitation, and lack. In heaven or the angelic realm, there is only love. There is no fear, anxiousness, anger, disappointment, stress, worry, or unforgiveness. Only love. Fear-based emotions and feelings are of the human existence. They're created by man. So, what is the definition of fear? Fear is anything that is less than love. Anger, helplessness, powerlessness, guilt, shame, sadness, feelings of being overwhelmed, and worry. Yes, worry and concern are both a state of fear. Fear is an illusion of man. The reality is, again, there is only love. We create our lives from our energetic vibration. While we vibrate in the lower vibration of fear, we create more that we don't like. Things of the lower vibration of fear. Some would call this our hell. When we shift to the higher vibration of love without fear, we create life situations, material things, and relationships of that higher vibration of love, and we live our lives in joy and love, bringing our heaven to earth. The time of creating our lives from some form of fear is at its end. Humans and Mother Earth are experiencing a time of transformation, a shift, if you will, of energy from the lower vibration of fear to the higher vibration of love. There is no fear in the realm of the angelic or heaven. The angelic realm vibrates at this higher vibration of love. And as we humans raise our vibration to that of love, we manifest as our reality more love. This is where the term bringing our heaven to earth stems from. Mother Earth is being inundated with love energy from within and from without. In the beginning, years ago, this love energy gently nudged us, we humans, to look within to reconnect with the love that is our essence and to discern who we really are. That darkness of fear can no longer hide. Now the light of this love energy is illuminating the darkness of fear within the recessed shadows of our hearts. This fear is coming to our attention through relationships, health, our finances, and our work, all areas of our lives. Know that if you suppress your pain from these hiccups instead of facing it and healing it to love, you will get an opportunity to revisit it, and it will be even more painful than the last time. So, how do we face it and heal it? What heals the pain of these fear-filled wounds of our heart? Love. All-powerful love. Our purpose for incarnating to Mother Earth at this time is to shift the energy of our existence from that lower vibration of fear to the higher vibration of love. We are to shatter the man-made illusion of fear and live our lives worry-free in the higher vibration of love. Through this love vibration, we more closely match the love energy of the angelic realm or heaven. This is how the veil is thinning between the human world and that of the angelic. In essence, by shifting to love source energy of Christ consciousness, we bring our heaven to earth. As more and more people shift to the energy of Christ consciousness, we become a powerful collective wave of energy, and Mother Earth becomes a place of peace, light, and love. When we shift out of fear into love from deep within, our reality also shifts. The old way of living in fear fades away, and the exciting new way of living in love, living in heaven on earth, changes everything. Love is all-powerful. We've seen the power of fear and how it affects us in our lives, what we create when we try to function productively while we're in worry, stress, anger, frustration, feelings of overwhelm, all forms of fear. We've seen what we create. If you look back at your life and examine times of high levels of fear, no matter what form they were, like stress, worry, feelings of helplessness, powerlessness, or being overwhelmed, you'll find that those feelings only got better when they shifted to a higher energetic state, and that state was love. Love heals grief, helplessness, powerlessness, sadness, shame, guilt, frustration, unforgiveness, disappointment, anger, worry, everything of fear. When we open our heart to shift our energy from anything less than love to love, we reconnect with the essence of who we are. We open the door to our connection as one with God. We are able to then identify the voice of God within us as the powerful guidance of love and light that it is, and stop questioning that inner guidance as just wishes and dreams that we'll never experience. We can only dream of something if we have the ability to create it as our reality. For instance, I'm only a little over 5 feet tall, I'm over 50, and I am not athletic. I would never dream of being an NFL football star. I don't have the ability to create being a football star as my reality. Now, I've had dreams that did face impossible odds from a physical world standpoint, but they were a done deal in my heart, like wanting a job that paid well and I was valued. Here's an example. Back in 1996, I got laid off again, but I had actively stepped onto my spiritual path, so I manifested a new job through the love energy of gratitude. A good new job. This new job was a slight decrease in pay, but I was treated as a valuable asset to the company. It was a trade-off, but one I was very grateful for. As a result of my love source energy and gratitude, within a very short time, I received a pay increase. Then, within 4 years of my hire date, I realized my wages had increased 200% without any further education. And my work week was only 4 days. And I had excellent benefits, including 5 weeks paid vacation. Then in 1999, when I couldn't find a website online to answer my spiritual questions, I decided to create my own website with resources to help anyone who had questions about their spiritual path. I didn't have a clue how to build a website, but I refused to believe I couldn't do it. I'm a do-it-yourself kind of girl, so in 2000, I created the soulkisses.com website, and I began to add the work of others in all areas spiritual. A lady who was a veteran web designer told me that my website would never work. Well, the Soul Kisses website is now in its 12th year, and the newsletter circles Mother Earth, reaching people in over 50 countries with new subscribers all the time. My success with my spiritual work and with all other areas of my life are directly related to my shift out of the lower vibration of fear to the higher vibration of love. Love heals relationships, all life situations, fear blocks that hold you hostage, unforgiveness, and our bodies. Everything that is less than love, love heals. Again, know that life doesn't just happen to us. We're the ones doing the breathing in our bodies, and we're the ones creating our lives, no matter what it is. This includes everything that we judge as adversity, and this does include accidents and illness. I know we don't like to think that we create anything of adversity as our reality, much less accidents and illness, but we do. We are the creators of our lives. Through love energy, we'll heal relationships with parents, siblings, children, in-laws, other family, friends, co-workers, bosses, classmates, even loved ones who have died. Everyone. Through love energy, we'll also heal life situations, jobs, homes, projects, schoolwork, automobiles, even finances. The list goes on and on to include everything in our lives. Now let's look at relationships. Have you ever had anyone say or do something to you that was inappropriate or hurt your feelings? When this happens, this is the sequence of events. Someone says or does something to you, and then you feel hurt. Your conscious mind judges the other person as a predator, and you as the victim. But the reality is, the energy of the experience mirrored to you something within yourself that needed to be healed. What is it? Now you have a choice. Stay in victim mode of this happening to you and how awful that other person was, or take responsibility and embrace this golden opportunity of creating the experience in your life to look within and answer the question, what is this experience mirroring to me that needs to be healed? When we choose to stay in victim mode, we give the other person our power, and if we don't face the pain we feel and heal it, the new earth energy will eliminate that fear in our heart through another life experience at a stronger, more painful level. You know, you can bypass any future altercations with this person by shifting the fear source anxiousness, that resistant energy that you feel toward that person, to love. So the bottom line is, we're the ones who must change in relationships in order to create a higher outcome with others as our reality. I know that sounds kind of wrong when the other person took the action step that started the whole thing between us, but we must remember that if we're in love source energy, either the person wouldn't have taken that action step that hurt us, or their action step wouldn't have hurt us because we wouldn't care what they did. When we shift to healing love energy from deep within with regard to a relationship, as a ripple effect, that love flows out from us to others, shifting and changing our reality. So now let's look at life situations. Just like relationships, love heals all life situations too. Whether you're unhappy with your job, where you live, your finances, the car you drive, anything that you worry about, anything. Just like with relationships, when we shift out of our fear vibration from deep within with regard to a life situation, the love ripples out to change our reality. Now here's an example. If you've lost your job, shift out of the fear to love, and the opportunity for a new job with more benefits and a higher wage finds you. Just like in my last corporate job, I got laid off, took a lower wage, but was a valued employee. The next thing I knew, my wage had increased 200% with excellent benefits. You have the power to take any current life situation or relationship and heal it with love. If you don't want to wait for a life hiccup to show you the fear in your heart that needs to be healed, take a moment and identify any relationship or situation in your life that causes you to feel resistance in your body. Make a list of those things to heal with love. I've used the Healing Circle of Love method of shifting from fear to love while standing in line at the post office. I needed to heal a situation between me and my mother-in-law quickly, and it worked. I walked into the post office, anxious and upset, stood in line using the Healing Circle of Love, then walked out of the post office in harmony with my mother-in-law, and I was happy again. I don't recommend using it while you're standing in line, but that's just how easy this process of shifting into love is. In the next session, I'll share with you how I receive the Healing Circle of Love technique, and at the end, there's guidance on how to prepare and shift to Love Source.